from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. And, you know, as such, I was a player once and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we'll focus on the draft here today.
It's John Lynch. B.A., finish his career here. Well, not anymore. Looks like he's going to get moved. Joining us on the Wester Hotline, covering the NFL for Yahoo Sports, on Twitter at @4verts, and hopefully kicking it in a dynasty in college football, Charles Robinson joining us on the Wester Hotline. Charles, good morning.
This is Charles McDonald, not Charles Robinson.
Charles McDonald. Sorry, Charles McDonald. My bad. I pulled up the wrong Twitter account. Charles, that's my bad all the way. But you're the guy that plays college football.
Yes, I am. I am. I've been playing a lot. Got the online dynasty going with my friends. You know, it's like we've had like the honeymoon phase kind of fall off with this game, and there's a lot of problems with it. But it's still fun enough, I think, just by everyone's going to keep playing it most days.
I've been trying to tell Joe nothing else makes me feel more like an offensive coordinator than calling a slide protection and reading the coverage and like finding the spot in the zone. Like you feel like you can coach football when you play that game sometimes.
Oh, yeah. All the offensive line stuff is great because, you know, I used to play offensive line. I used to coach line stuff. So when it was announced that they were putting, like, full slides and empty protections and half slides in the game, I was like, okay, this is what I can do. It's funny because I feel like even if you can utilize some of those tricks and understand what you're looking at a little bit, like, you can even survive against users who are using big schools because in our Dynasty League – we shamefully have many users using 4- and 5-star programs, much to my own chagrin. But you know, it's a good time. My Memphis Tigers, we're going to come away and we're going to battle and hopefully get to a playoff spot. But if not, I'll just jump ship to a new school in a few years.
Yeah, very nice. I made a move from UB to Oregon State. I don't even really know why, but I did it anyway. Charles,
yeah, what the game for?
Yeah, Charles, when it comes to the Ayuk stuff, the Brandon Ayuk chatter. This is a name here in Buffalo. We talked about him earlier in the offseason, and right when Stephon Diggs got traded to Houston, I feel like a lot of Bills fans might have launched into, okay, well, how about Ayuk as an idea? And then the whole offseason happened, and I think the ship has sailed for the Bills. How do you like the idea of these teams that are looking at Brandon Ayuk as their next number one?
I think it's really smart. I think it's if there was one player, like, it's interesting because you have these players, right, where you have to essentially double pay them, right? Where you're, if you're looking at I don't know, a Jalen Ramsey trade or a Matthew Stafford trade where, you know, we're going to pay two first-round picks plus a market rate contract extension. You have to be a really, really, really good player who not only can be good now, but also has the longevity to be good into future years, which is where Ayuk is, I think. I think he's one of the best receivers in the league, but not only that, he's also only like 25 years old with a growing skill set because I don't know if people remember, but he was like a 20-year-old rookie, so he's still got time where he can kind of hit a second contract and even a third if he can stay healthy down the road. So I think this is like the guy that you would trade for. And I think what's interesting about where this is you know, at the start of the offseason when you start seeing the Ayuk stuff popping up, a lot of 49ers fans and analysts, they kind of turn their nose at it because they're like, ah, the same thing happened with Debo. We got that thing figured out. But the thing is, you didn't have the looming contract extension of a quarterback sitting on your roster. You also didn't have Trent Williams being unhappy with his money, too. You've got guys on defense that are going to need to come up for new deals in a few years. This is not the same situation as it was a few years ago when Debo Samuel did get paid by the 49ers. So Ayuk, it seems like he's probably about to be out. And I think that's honestly as much a success as he's had with the 49ers, as much as he means to that team. I do think that this is probably the smart move for him because when you play football, this, you know, the sport where any play could be your last, I think you just have a responsibility to yourself, to your family, to your own personal economy, to go make as much money as you possibly can within that window. So I don't know if, you know, if Ayuk gets traded to the Steelers or the Patriots. I think we've seen the Browns be mentioned as another possible team too. Maybe it doesn't look like quite as clean as the 49ers because of the system they have in place, but for where they find themselves, I think it's kind of probably time to trade Ayuk. And if you can get two first-round picks for it, for a team that's in Super Bowl contention, that's probably about as good as you can get.
Yeah. Of the two teams that there was the report yesterday that, or last night, that the Browns and the Patriots have frameworks worked out trade-wise, it would just now be up to Ayuk to figure out the contract stuff. New England, Charles, makes total sense just because it feels like every big-name receiver for years now they've been in on. Like, they're desperately trying to find one. Cleveland, I was surprised to see, though, just because, I mean, they just paid Cooper, but that report did say he'd be in it, in the deal back to the Niners. I guess Cleveland's the one I'm interested in, curious, like, why they would be so heavily interested when they already made a big receiver acquisition this offseason.
Right. You know, that was interesting to me, too. And I don't quite understand it because, you know, you have Amari, like you say, he's going to be in the trade back. Like, he would have to be just for the cap reasons because they have so many huge contracts at the top of that roster now. But, you know, I think when you look at both of these trade packages, I think there's merit to both. Like, if we're going to center it around, you know, two high-profile acquisitions coming back, like two high-profile pieces coming back for Ayuk. So I'm imagining the Patriots' case, it will probably be a first-round pick plus a bunch of assets because, honestly, if you just had the third overall pick and you are saying you might give me one of your first-round picks, I would be pretty interested in that because even if Ayuk is on the roster, there's a chance that could be, you know, a top-10 pick next year, even if Drake May plays well, just based on where they are in their timetable. But also, if you're looking at the Browns piece and you're saying, hey, we lose Brandon Ayuk, but we get Amari Cooper back in return, that kind of keeps your offense buoyed for a year. And you're looking at a spot where Ayuk, to me, is kind of like a younger version of Amari Cooper in certain ways, in the way that they get down the field, in the way that they can, you know, build explosive plays on dig routes, on go routes. You're kind of just swapping out a younger model for an older model plus some picks, so you can still stay alive in the playoff race to potentially win a Super Bowl. So I think both packages would have some merit. It's kind of like, what do you want? You want something now, or do you want something for the future more when these Brock Purdy cap hits are coming? Because the thing with Purdy is, you look at Jared Goff, you look at Tua Tagovailoa's contract, you look at Trevor Lawrence's deal. Brock Purdy, when he puts his numbers on the table, he can say, I dwarf all of this, and I played the Super Bowl. So I would expect that his deal is probably going to be close to $60 million a year, which is pretty crazy to say, and it's probably going to cost them one of their best offensive players. But that's the deal. When you're good for this long, eventually you're going to hit the cap wall.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I think that's where the 49ers are.
Charles McDonald on the Western Hotline. One thing I find interesting about the Niners here is they've been so close. Like the Chiefs, right, when they traded Tyreek Hill, you win the Super Bowl, you can kind of do whatever you want, and no one's going to be that mad. And here are the Niners, really close, and one of their best players is about to go out the door. There might be, like you said, like an immediate little drop-off. Maybe they get Cooper back to kind of stem that a little bit. But, man, when you're so close, I think it is tough to say goodbye to a player of this caliber.
Yeah, but it does seem like as steadfast as they've been in their denial that he's being traded, it does feel like this kind of prepared for this. I mean, they did draft Ricky Pearsall in the first round, and I'm with you, man. I think that this will be a massive blow to their offense because the thing that separates Ayuk from these other guys is he can go out and win a one-on-one downfield. Debo, sometimes he needs that to be schemed up for him, and they don't really have anyone else on their roster. So now I think the interesting part, this trade could be done by the end of the day. This trade could be done by the end of the phone call based on how things are moving now. I would really be interested, just from a football watcher's perspective, to see how manufactured Kyle Shanahan thinks his offense would need to be without Ayuk, because I do think that his presence opens up a lot for the rest of them. But hey, it ain't the island of the misfit toys over there, even without Ayuk now. You know, you still got Christian McCaffrey. You still got Trent Williams when he's going to get his contract figured out and tuned to his liking. Still got George Kittle. You still got Debo Samuel. If Ricky Pearsall turns out to be something, like even without Ayuk, I still think that this is probably a top five offense. It's just, where do the margins change for you when you're trying to get down and do some of these tougher things? So I think in the Super Bowl, you know, you go back and you watch that game. Sometimes Ayuk was one of their only guys that could really get open against some of the Chiefs' DBs. So he's a really good player. He's an important player. I will say, if I need a wide receiver, I will have no problem trading 2 first-round picks plus the market rate contract for him. I think he's that good. It'll be really interesting to see what happens by the end of the day.
We don't think the Bills will do it. Charles, you had good things to say. Listen to the episode. Subscribe to the podcast, Football 301. It's Charles, it's Nate Tice, it's Matt Harmon at Yahoo. And you had the Bills as a top, I think, number 5 offense, which
number six.
Okay, yeah. I knew it was close to that because you had him 6, and both Nate and Matt had him 10th. So we're still expecting the Josh Allen Bills to be good. There's definitely a degree of wondering around here just what this offense might be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But you tell me that I have Josh Allen, I would say at worst, like an average offensive line, because I'm still pretty high on some of the pieces. I think when you got like guys like Osiris and Deion Dawkins. Like, that's a pretty good start for just about any offensive line. So you're telling me I got Josh Allen, a good running game, and like, and we can not get absolutely killed up front each week? I would be hard to, like, be hard pressed to see how that's not a good offense. I know that you know, you got the Stephon Diggs is gone, you got the wide receiver issue, but Josh is it's like the Jay-Z line where he's like, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, because that's how good he is at quarterback. He's one of these guys that can produce their own offense. You know, it's the Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. When things aren't here, we don't have the personnel all the time, we can still go on a run and make it to, you know, a divisional round or title game. And if you're in the playoffs, you've got a chance at the Super Bowl. So I think that Josh is just that transcendent of a player, where it would just kind of blow my mind if he ever wasn't really in, you know, some of these top 10 offenses conversations, as long as, you know, you get the blocking up front, which I think they should have. You know, when I look at Baltimore's offense, I get pretty concerned about the offensive line. Ravens fans were not happy with what I said about the offensive line. But I don't think you have that problem in Buffalo. So I expect this to be a damn good offense still this season.
Expect anything from, I'm trying to think of the teams that are on the outside. That who's the team that missed last year in the AFC that will be respectable this year? I mean, the Jets are a contender, of course, because of Rodgers. I mean, the Chargers, people like the coach quite a bit, and the quarterback has a lot of talent. Do you have a non-playoff team from last year that you are high on in the AFC this year?
You know, I think I would have to just I don't know, like, how many I'm high on, because the competition is so fierce. In the AFC, it's like, when you look at just the quarterback distribution, it's like, hey, maybe we should think about reshuffling the league a little bit so you get the NFC some guys over there. But I do think the Chargers are probably one of your most interesting bets, just due to you got Jim Harbaugh, you've got the makings of what should be a quality offensive line, and Justin Herbert's back. I'll watch that. And also, you know, if you follow college football, the defensive coordinator they hired over there, who Jim brought with him from Michigan, Jesse Minter, is supposed to be one of the brightest guys in the game today. They've already been one for one with Mike McDonald, who was formerly at Michigan and then was running defense for Baltimore for quite some time. So maybe Minter is two for two. But I think when you have just Herbert, Harbaugh, you drafted the tackle, I'll watch that. I'm intrigued.
I want to follow up real quick on the Ravens. You mentioned their offensive line a second ago. They lost, Charles, I think, 8 starters from last year, and their big free agent money this offseason was running back. I know it's Derrick Henry, but typically that's the team I'm going to want to make fun of a little bit this offseason, but really haven't with Baltimore, but just because they're Baltimore. So I don't know, should I fade them at all in that division, or is Lamar so good, Harbaugh so good, that all the pieces they lost, like, they're just going to be fine?
Well, the defense is still good. I think when you look at, like, their secondary, it might be the best in football when you look at, like, just like it's the best safety tandem, I think, with Marcus Williams and Kyle Hamilton. You still got a number one cornerback in Marlon Humphrey. We'll see what happens with Nate Wiggins, the cornerback they just drafted from Clemson in the first round. And yeah, I still think that that's going to be an area of strength for them. So the defense should still be good. But on offense, I will say, if there's any two players that I would, if I said, okay, I can't block anyone, if there's any two players I would like to have my team, it'd probably be Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I think that this will be an issue for them that they'll have to overcome. But man, I just tend to think that, you know, Harbaugh, Lamar, Henry, it's a group that I kind of trust to figure it out. I don't know if they'll be, you know, a top five offense this year, but even with the problems I kind of foresee up front, I still think like top 12 is in the range for them. And if the defense is going to be as good as most people think, then that's probably still the AFC North Division winner.
Charles McDonald. Charles, I'll let you know before we let you go that I'm in here pumping your Falcons quite a bit. I think they're going to win the division.
Again with the
I'm
Falcons.
Telling Joe all the time they're going to win 12 games minimum.
God.
Come on.
Oh,
let's
this
do it.
This is all fake. He has Bijan Robinson in 8 fantasy
and
leagues.
Kyle
this
Pitts
is.
And Drake London. I've been on the Falcons for years. I've been waiting for the breakout, not as a fan myself, but it's coming.
Now, look, my baby skill players, Drake, Bijan, Kyle, this is the year for them. But 12 wins?
The division's wide. Come on. Who's in the division? It should be 6 wins right there.
I've been watching this team my whole life. All right. I can't quite get with the, there with you on 12 wins. If we can just be a team that's on NFL Red Zone a bunch during the season, I'll take that.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.